I think this is going to be an excellent segment. I think she's going to fit in very, very well with us. I'm intrigued just because it seems like everything that she's doing as an entrepreneur in the world of media and new media, in some ways, it seems to kind of parallel some of the things that we're trying to do here. So that's why we find what she's doing so very interesting. She is, of course, the Yankee Princess blogger. She is executive producer of the cutting-edge multimedia firm Longshot Productions. She is host of the In the Zone web video series. I speak, of course, of Lisa Marie Latino, joining us for the first time in the FDH Lounge. Lisa Marie, how are you tonight?
Hi, Rick. How are you? You were so nice in your introduction. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. We always try to put over everybody like $1 million here. I'm glad you liked it. So.
Yeah, I'm like flattered. I'm like blushing over here. Wow.
Well, you know, we always like to set a good tone with everybody, and that's especially important to do. Again, you know, you are the Yankee Princess, and, you know, we're sitting here in flyover country, of course, based out of Cleveland, Ohio here. So it's important to set a good tone because, you know, there's not inherent friendliness between Yankees fans and, you know, I guess we still define ourselves as tribe fans, even though this ownership has pretty much abandoned and defecated on us. I guess we're still diehard tribe fans here. But the Yankees, you know, you write about them. You write about some, you know, obviously national headlines on your blog. One of the things that's interesting, our mutual friend Russ was talking about this when I told him that you were going to be coming on with us. He mentioned it. It's so funny that you had a thing up there just recently again about Tiger Woods and his mistresses and everything, because he pointed out and said, you really bring a good perspective to this kind of stuff in looking at this, and that, you know, being a woman, you're able to really see the Tiger Woods thing through certainly a different lens than Russ sees things. I happen to agree, however, with a lot of what you're saying here. You know, I don't think the guy gets enough. I don't think he gets slammed enough by people like you out there. Thank God you're doing it for, you know, what he did to his wife and his family. You know, you're raising some very good points here.
Well, you know what? I think, all right, I understand he's a golfer. We shouldn't care about what he does in his personal life. But he made a brand and a name just based on his good reputation. And what he did to himself, what he did to his family, was absolutely disgraceful. I mean, it's disgraceful if it's one girl, two girls, but what's the count now? 120-plus girls, the next-door neighbor. I mean, it's disgusting. But on the other hand, who's even more disgusting are these other girls that are cashing in on the affair and selling their stories, and now they're becoming celebrities in their own right. And again, who? That's not an example that young ladies should look up to, because, you know, Rachel Uchitel is getting a correspondent's job on Extra. Now she's in another scandal with another actor. And, you know, they're getting shows and magazine spreads. And, you know, that's teaching young girls, oh, if you whore around, or, you know, you act badly and unmorally, you will, you know, reap the awards. And that's just not the way life works.
No, that's a very good point. And I think it's very unfortunate when a lot of these stories, the one thing that we really just loathe and despise at the FDH Lounge are just these hacky takes that you get from people on a lot of these matters. And it's very unfortunate in that light that a lot of people in the media, and let's face it, the vast majority of folks that have shows like this happen to be male, so they're propagandists. It becomes a gender thing here. Ah, this gold digging bitch from Sweden is going to try and take over. You know what? He cheated on her. He screwed over his kids. I mean, I don't see where, you know, if she bashed him in the head with a golf club that night, it still probably doesn't begin to pay him back for what he did. It's just very
unfortunate. I would have probably reacted the same way. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, a lot of people may say she was in on it. I mean, how could he go off and cheat on her with all these women and her not know? But, I mean, it's very easy. He traveled the world for his various endorsement deals and events and tournaments, so I guess it's very easy. But, like, he's just a sick, twisted human being. Obviously, it's affecting his golf game. And it's just disgusting. I mean, he has a lot of work to do. And I'm sorry, I don't buy his apology, because, you know, that he wants to change and he's going to be better. Because at the Masters, he wasn't better. He was the same old Tiger. Cursing, aloof, non-friendly. He didn't learn his lesson. The rehab, the whole thing. I mean, it's a joke. It's an absolute disgraceful joke.
It is, and the ad campaign that was getting put out that exploited his old man to try to get sympathy for him, I thought was sickening. And, you know, really what it comes down to here, it's a thing where you have to say the same thing that you would say in the circumstance if it was Annika Sorenstam that was doing this. I wouldn't be looking at it any differently as a guy if it were Annika Sorenstam, minus the thought, you know, I wouldn't think that a spurned husband should punch her in the face or hit her with a golf club. Obviously, there's things men can't do to women. But aside from that, I would say that the man should take her for everything she's worth. I just see a lot of people making
a gender
issue.
I think it goes both ways. Yeah.
Yeah, Lisa. Wouldn't
but
you,
you know, but unfortunately, Tiger. I mean, just like with A-Rod, you know. I mean, rule number one, which I've said on the blog before, they got married. They're in the spotlight. They have girls throwing themselves at them. Why get married? Follow what Derek Jeter has done. Derek Jeter is the most eligible bachelor in America, certainly in New York City. Has not gotten married. He can do his thing. He has no kids. He could be free to. You know, he wants 10 girlfriends, let him have 10 girlfriends. So that, and he does a very good job, whoever his team is, they do an excellent job of keeping his exploits and everything out of the paper. And Tiger, A-Rod, like athletes, should have followed suit.
Yeah, that's
but
what I was
what are you going to do? It's a moral problem that the whole world is facing. You know, it just it gets accentuated just because of who they are and how much money they make.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, exactly how you took the words out of my mouth with Jeter. But it's, you know, he's selling the brand. And that's where I think people, really, they just, you know, they couldn't care less what he does. But this is how he sells himself. And then he just comes off as a fraud. So I think that's what a lot of people, you know, just think he's kind of pathetic in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, no question about that. You know, it really, you're saying one thing or at least implying one thing and you're doing another on this. And I do want to get to talking about all your different media properties here tonight, Lisa. Before we move off of this, I want to ask you something. This was something that our producer, Steve Servillo, kind of put in my head for talking to you. Because obviously, as we've been going through, done the research, been very impressed with everything that you guys have been doing with your different media properties here. But I know that you have interviewed Tiki Barber. I know that as a Giants fan, somebody that loves Big Blue, you know, you appreciated what he did for your team a lot over the years. Let me just ask you, as the details were coming out, I mean, is this anything, you know, from a distance, this is nothing that we in flyover country could have fathomed in a million years. For you being up close there, did you have any sense of what lie beneath the surface with one Tiki Barber?
You know what's funny? A very close source of mine saw him at an airport in San Diego during the football season when he was covering a game out there for the Chargers. And, you know, they called me and they're like, Lisa, isn't Tiki's wife Asian? And I said, yeah, you know, gave her name, whatever. And they just go on the other line, uh-oh. I'm like, what's uh-oh? And they're like, I don't know what's going on, but he is here and in love right now with this hot young blonde that's all dressed up, has a little dog, and I'm just like, well, your guess is as good as mine. I said, maybe she's an intern at NBC and they're just flying back to New York together. You know, I wouldn't go jumping to conclusions, but then sure enough, I was right on all counts. It was an intern at NBC that worked with them. They fell in love. You know, supposedly they were on the rocks for months, and, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, it doesn't surprise me, no. In this day and age, nothing surprises me. If the marriage was rock solid and there was never a scandal, like, unfortunately, that would have surprised me more.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's a sad reality of the modern world. You know what? Here's the thing, though. It just kind of, you know, amuses and puzzles me here. Here the guy has the ultimate out that 99.9% of the male population doesn't have. I'm surprised he didn't get in front of a camera and say, it was Rondé, it wasn't me.
That's very true. Yeah. But who knows, maybe Rondé's in a great marriage and he doesn't want to throw his brother under the bus like that. So,
yeah, that's
true. You
know,
he'll take his lumps. And, you know, it's a fading story here in New York. You know, it certainly didn't get the play that, you know, a Tiger Woods or an Alex Rodriguez did. But, I mean, it's sad. It's unfortunate. But what are you going to do? If he was still, you know, on the Giants, you know, actively playing, it would have definitely gotten more play. But, you know, so it goes.
Yeah, yeah, that was just kind of a shocker when that story broke really. But, you know, with everything that you've got here with the Yankee Princess Sports Blog, and the link, of course, being theyankeeprincess.net. By the way, all of these different links here tonight, just to let everybody know, you can go to them off of our main page at thefdhlounge.com, where we've got our show rundown, as we always do with our guests here. But you've got that. But that is just one part here of what you've got going on with Longshot Productions, and of course the address for that, longshotproductions.tv. Talk about what you're doing here with the many different platforms and how you're trying to incorporate them all in your multi-platform media company.
Yeah, well, I started the Yankee Princess blog about a year ago. The Yankee Princess, it's not so much a Yankees blog. It's more of a nickname that was given to me back in college when I hosted a sports talk show. And my co-host prompted the audience to call up and give me a nickname, and somebody's like, oh, the Yankee Princess. My co-host was a diehard Boston Red Sox fan. I was a Yankees fan, needless to say. We butted heads a lot on the air. So I started the blog a year ago because, you know, my ultimate goal was to get into sports casting, whether it be sideline reporting, interviews. And a good friend of mine, an ex-NBA player, John Celestand, he suggested that I start writing about sports because, unfortunately, in today's, you know, world, even though you see a lot of women sportscasters on air, there is still that stigma that a lot of girls don't exactly know what they're talking about, unfortunately. So he's like, you know, before you go out and get a job or whatever, dispel that by writing about sports. And I'm like, yeah, I do have a lot of viewpoints about what's going on. Not so much about the X's and the O's, you know, I'll leave that to the ESPNs and the Fox Sports and everything like that. But, you know, my blog focuses on the human side, the funny side, the quirky side. You know, it's very obvious who I'm for and who I'm against, you know, whether it be teams or players, and I just have fun with it. You know, I keep the blog short, sarcastic, funny. It's gotten great response so far, and, you know, I love doing it. It's my little baby, so I won't ever give it up.
It's very entertaining. We've got it linked to off of our FDH Lounge Ultimate Links page, and I like to check it out just to peruse it. I find it to be entertaining. As far as a lot of the different services that are being done here through Longshot Productions and how you've got this thing set up, I'm intrigued to hear, again, because of our very good mutual friend, Russ Cohen. I know that you've been involved in doing some promotional work with him with this really outstanding book that we never get tired of pimping, 100 Ranger Greats. Talk about that. I know you were involved and that you were at one of the book signings for the event there. That being one of your clients, how do you go about you know, doing this and getting the word out there for anybody involved?
Well, I mean, it's no secret that the wave of the future is the internet. I mean, promoting yourself on the internet, networking, you know, social networking sites are huge. So when I started my company, I started it in October of 2009, this past year. What I wanted to do is primarily focus on digital internet video, whether it be for promotional purposes, corporate purposes, events, and show production. We have a lot of pilots in the works, and, you know, it's all very exciting. It's very new. In the short time that I have been in business and promoting, I've met so many great people that, you know, I guess 10, 15 years ago, we'll never be able to pitch a show to a network because the resources aren't available. Now with the internet, I mean, the sky's the limit.
Oh, that's what I keep saying. Yeah, it's a beautiful time for people trying to create something like what we're doing and like what you're doing and all the tools that are there. It's a wonderful time to be alive. Of course, one of the manifestations of this, one of the more visible manifestations of what you're doing with Longshot Productions is doing your In the Zone program that you have up, and you've got your own channel on YouTube. You can watch it, of course, at longshotproductions.tv. That's the one thing that, you know, we really haven't started branching out into yet is doing, you know, webisodes. We've just been doing our weekly show here, but it's something that we're looking to get into ourselves here. So I would just be interested in getting some thoughts from you on how that's been going with putting together your show and all the really, really interesting people that you're talking to on a regular basis.
Yeah, In the Zone was, you know, one of my first ideas when I sat down and, you know, wanted to start my company. You know, I had this idea for a show. You know, it's no secret I want to do on air. I love behind the scenes as well. I love meeting interesting people. You know, obviously, In the Zone is, it kind of, you know, has everything that I'm interested in, sports and entertainment side. So basically, we're going out to different events and meeting people. And, you know, the show, I mean, we're only five shows in. I mean, we're getting great response. We have a couple sponsorships already. And it just keeps growing and growing. And eventually, I'd like to be in the zone as a studio show where, you know, instead of us going to the celebrities will come to us. But, you know, we're working hard, getting our name out there. Like I said, response has been excellent. The guests we've had on, I mean, Mark Sanchez, Derek Jeter, you know, various members of the 2009 World Champion Yankees, you know, the list goes on and on and on, and it's been a ton of fun.
Well, one of the things...
And it's also the prototype of what we want to do. I mean, because people see that, oh, this girl has this show, and those are the types of... So I didn't think I'd be doing reality shows or cooking shows or whatever, but that's the kind of clientele that's coming to me now. Because they see in the zone, they see that it looks like something that is on TV because I think the production quality is pretty high, especially for internet video. And I'm just having fun getting really creative. That's, and the name of the show In the Zone reflects that. When I'm creative and when I'm doing something that makes me feel good and makes other people feel good, like I'm in that zone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, one of the things that's interesting, too, and we've talked a lot about the sports angle of it, but something that, that caught my eye, because we've syndicated some content in the past from, again, I keep going back to our good friend Russ Cohen, because we share some stuff between our sites a lot. I've always been real happy to run stuff whenever he's had anything on White Collar, and I saw that you covered that as well here. Great show on USA, and I understand you got to go there, and you got to that really must have been a lot of fun, because it's really one of the more quality programs on TV. USA just kind of keeps knocking it right out of the park with all of their original prime time stuff. So what was that like to be there? A little bit of a break from a lot of the other sports content that you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, the entertainment stuff is cool. I mean, who doesn't watch movies or watch TV shows? And, you know, Matt Bomer, especially, the star of that show, what a sweetheart of a guy. I went to that premiere. That was one of the first segments that we ever did for In the Zone, and, you know, the publicists were like, well, who's this girl? You know, our website wasn't even up yet. I was just gathering content. And, you know, Matt's publicist is like, oh, don't talk to her. And Matt's like, you know what? No, I like this girl. I like what she's doing. Good for her. She's ambitious. I want to talk to her. Like, he, and I'm like, wow, that's really, really cool. And, you know, that's been the most heartwarming thing, you know, to see that these people that are doing great things and are big successes, that they are cool people in real life.
That's funny about that guy having, you know, a bad cop gatekeeper, you know, from doing this show. I can name that tune in three notes. You know, it seems like everybody's got somebody like that, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah, everybody has bad cop. But, you know, you have to treat everybody with respect. If somebody's giving you a hard time, you know, always be polite, always be nice. That's what I learned in this business. Don't ever turn your back on anybody. Don't ever think that you're better than anybody. Just keep a smile on your face, keep a positive attitude, and eventually those gatekeepers will fade away.
Well, that's excellent advice. I think that's all you can do is try and stay positive and stay focused on what you're trying to do. And, again, you know, as far as, you know, your written content goes, I'll circle back around again, you know, at theyankeeprincess.net. It really, as you said before, you know, it's light, it's entertaining. You're making good points on there, but you're keeping it moving. You know, you don't have any, you know, super long pieces on there. Everything, you know, you've got... you know, some good video content as well, like the Philly fan getting tasered there the other night. I will say, you know, just to put you over again, you have a good eye, I think, for what's going to, you know, flow on here and make it a good, entertaining read for people. And when you chuck up a video like a Philly fan getting tased on the field, that never hurts either.
No, I mean, and that's entertaining, and I'm sorry. What do people care more about, the result of that game or what happens on the field with that fan? So, I like I said, In the Zone, I love these worlds of sports. I love the world of entertainment. The Yankee Princess kind of marries the two together as well. So, because, I mean, it's not like it was 50 years ago. It's not like these ballplayers go play their game and come home. It's a whole business off the field, and the majority of the public are more concerned about what they do off the field than what they actually do on the field.
That's true. That's
so you have to kind of play into that.
That's definitely true, and, you know, I'm always somebody who's wary of drawing, you know, too much of a bead on something based on, you know, a small sample size or anything like that. But It's not been a first month of Philly fan rolling himself in glory at this point. Between that episode there, the dude intentionally yakking on the 11-year-old girl, they're not exactly, these are the people that booed Santa Claus, but especially early on in the season, they just seem to be doubling down on that whole heel persona, aren't they?
Oh, well, you were saying that Yankee fans and Cleveland fans, I have no beef with you guys. Maybe back in 1997 I did when you guys beat us in that Game 5 in the ALDS, but Philly fans, diehard Giants fan, diehard Yankee fan, the Phillies aren't our rival, but I just saw how disgusting they acted during the World Series, and obviously, being a Giants fan, working with the team, I see how they act, and Boston fans are even better. Dallas Cowboy fans are even better. And I hate those teams. There's just something in the water in Philadelphia that makes their fans just act totally obnoxious.
By the same token, he should get a nickel for every time I'm invoking him here tonight, but this is too good not to bring up. Our friend Russ Cohen, he was bitching about this recently on Facebook. He was at a Flyers game that got disrupted because they were filming an episode of Sonny. And I said, what the hell are you talking about? That's a great show. You probably got to see Green Man, So there are some good things about Philly.
Yeah, Russ, I don't hate Philadelphia fans. They're just, they make for great material. Russ really doesn't like Philadelphia fans, though, because, with the Rangers and the Mets and, so they bother him, I think, a little bit more.
I love him to death, but, man, you can't get grumpy about them filming a Sonny episode when you're at a game. Call it your lucky day or something,
What are you going to do? That's why we love him.
Exactly. To bring it full circle, as far as any animus between, Yankee fans and Indian fans, it's probably way more one-sided on our part. You guys, for the most part, don't even really know that we exist. And I can say this, that, John Sterling, I don't want to hear that man's voice again until it's occurring in his own snuff film. Okay?
I love John, but I guess that's it. Actually, it's not the fans I hate. It's those disgusting bugs that just happened to hatch a couple years ago when Java was on the mound. I don't know what kind of thing that was, but, to me, they're the equivalent of Philly fans, I guess.
Lisa Marie, we're right on the lake here. We're right on Lake Erie. I get them some bitches sometimes on my car in the summertime when I go out after a show here. So, yeah, them things do come in. And I'll tell you what, though. I will say this. Fausto pitched through it, okay? He didn't see anybody out there.
1,000%. 1,000%. I agree. That was a bad, bad job out of Jabba. I think Joe Torre should have called a delay of game. Obviously, his players were very, very affected. So that was on Joe. That was maybe one of the only times that I did not agree with Joe Torre on something. But, to your credit, you guys did pitch through it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were there for that game, Tom?
Yeah, I was there. I was in the front row of the upper deck. And you could see everything. It was real unusual because it was middle of October in Cleveland, so your weather should be about 60 degrees at game time. It was about 85 degrees, pure sun. It was a great year because the Indians were doing great, and then we had this great Indian summer, which means that it's normal summertime in September, October. So what happens is when you get a summer like that, the mosquitoes, and they're called midges, this particular bug, they'll lay an extra layer of larvae. They'll try to reproduce a second time at the end of the summer, and all the eggs sit on Lake Erie. So they hatch when we got this extra bit of warmth, and then they came flying in. And it was weird because in the crowd, there were no bugs. And I was looking up at the light posts, at the lanterns, and there really wasn't anything. But down on the field where it was hotter, because the ground keeps everything hotter, they were just attracted to it. And Jeter was having a huge problem with it.
It was a total conspiracy theory. you guys somehow dropped the bugs on the Yankees, and, it's your guys.
Well,
it's all
your fault.
What happens
is the Cleveland players, I guess they have it happen maybe every so often, but the longtime trainers, they know that the one thing you don't want to do is spray any sort of bug off on it, because this particular bug, it only attracts them. So while the Yankee players were dousing themselves in some of the material, it was only inflaming the situation.
Right.
So it was hilarious. Well, the weather, everything.
Lisa Marie, you're great not to begrudge us that incident there. And also not to begrudge me wishing to hear John Sterling announcing in his own snuff film. So we do certainly appreciate having you on here.
Everyone is entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. Listen, it was every bit as much fun as we knew it would be having you on. We'd certainly love to do this, you know, more often. Please don't be a stranger.
No, definitely. Thank you so much. Look for me on Facebook. I'm on Russ's page, and I look forward to being on with you guys real soon. Thanks again.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. Of course, everything can be found at theyankeeprincess.net, longshotproductions.tv, the one and only Lisa Marie Latino.